Welcome to the session. In this lesson, we're going after that old school jungle and dark roller bass line swing inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make the bass swing, but to make the whole phrase breathe with the drums, the break edits, and the space between the hits. That's where the magic lies. Now, if you want this vibe to work, think session-wide from the start. Don't treat the bass line like a random loop. Treat it like part of a conversation. The kick, the snare, the break, the sub, the mid layer, the gaps, the little late notes, all of that is part of the groove. In DNB, especially jungle, the bass often carries a lot of the attitude, so if it's too straight it can feel stiff, and if it's too loose it can lose impact. We want that sweet spot where it pushes and pulls, but the low end still stays locked. First, set up your session for fast decisions. Put the tempo at 170 BPM. Create three MIDI tracks, one for sub, one for mid bass, and one for a drum loop or reference break. On the sub track, load something clean like operator or wave-eatable and build a simple sine-based sub. Keep it mono, keep it solid, no fancy widening. On the mid-bass track, load another stock synth, maybe analog, wave-eatable, or operator, and make something with more attitude, like a restyle or a pulsing mid-layer. Then bring in a break loop or a drum rack pattern so you can hear everything in context. One really important workflow move here is to group the sub and mid-bass into a bass bus right away. That keeps your decisions organized and makes it easier to shape the whole low end without constantly losing track of the layers. On the bus, you can later check mono, trim gain, and glue the layers together if needed. That's a very practical move, and it saves time. Now let's write the bass phrase. And this is the key shift in mindset. Think in phrases, not loops. You want a statement and a reply. A classic jungle or old school DNB bass line often has a strong anchor note, then a response note after the snare, maybe a short pickup, and one or two ghost notes to keep it alive. So on your mid-bass track, start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. Don't fill every gap. Let the bass breathe. A good starting shape might be the note on beat 1, then a shorter note around the early part of bar 1, then another answer later in the bar. In bar 2, leave a little more space, then place a note just after the snare or break accent. That after the hit feeling is huge. It's one of the reasons old-school jungle grooves feel like they lean forward without sounding rushed. The listener feels the bass answering the drums rather than fighting them. Keep the sub simpler than the mid-bass. The sub should carry the root notes and the weight, not all the personality. You can copy the same root movement, but make the note lengths tighter and more controlled. Short sub notes can feel very punchy, and longer ones can give you more of a rolling feel. Either way, the sub should stay stable. Let the mid layer do the swinging. Now let's talk about swing. Yes, you can use the groove pool in Ableton Live 12, and that's absolutely part of the workflow. But for this style, don't just slap swing on everything and hope for the best. Start subtle. Apply a light MPC style groove, maybe around 54 to 58% swing, and keep the groove amount low, around 15 to 20%. That gives you a feel, without forcing the phrase into a generic shuffle. Then do the real musical work manually. Nudge the most important reply notes a few milliseconds late. Keep the anchor note more stable. Let ghost notes drift a little more than the main hits. This is where the groove starts to feel human. In jungle and old school DNB, a tiny offset can feel more musical than a big, obvious swing setting. A note that lands slightly behind the drum can make the whole phrase feel lazy in the best possible way. A really useful rule here is to keep the first hit of the phrase boring on purpose. Make that anchor solid. Then you've got more freedom to mess with the notes around it. If the whole thing is moving around too much, it stops feeling like a groove and starts feeling like a mistake. So, stable anchor, expressive replies. That balance is what makes the bass line breathe. Next, shape the actual sound so it moves with the phrase. On the mid-bass, try an auto-filter, with a low pass starting somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz, depending on how open you want it. Use a short filter envelope if you want that plucky stab feel. If you're using wave-eatable, a little detune and a bit of wave-eatable movement can add life. If you're using analog, keep the oscillator detune subtle, add a little drive, and shape the amp envelope so the bass hits with intention. Don't overdo the modulation. One or two controlled movements over a phrase is usually enough. A lot of producers get stuck, making the bass sound more and more complicated, but in this style, simplicity with timing variation often works better than heavy sound design. If the low end feels drunk, simplify before you tighten. Remove one note. Shorten one tail. Make one layer less active. Sometimes the fix is less processing and more negative space. Now we need to lock the sub and mid together properly. Group them into the base bus and clean up the rolls. On the sub, keep it mono. Use utility and pull the width all the way down. If there are unnecessary harmonics, you can gently low pass the sub with EQ8. If you need a little character, use very light saturation, but only enough to help the note read. On the mid bass, high pass the low end so it doesn't fight the sub. Roughly, let the sub own everything below about 90 to 110 Hz, and let the mid bass live above that, with most of its character from around 120 Hz upward. On the bus, you can use a little blue compressor if the layer balance needs smoothing, but keep it very gentle. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at most. Then use utility at the end for mono checking and gain trim. This is the kind of boring, practical setup that makes the exciting groove survive on a club system. Old school bass swing only works if the low end stays clean. Now let's add some human movement with velocity and rests. This is a huge one. Don't underestimate velocity as groove. A slightly softer pickup note can feel more swung than moving the note way off the grid. So make your ghost notes low in velocity, maybe around 20 to 45, while your main notes sit much stronger, around 80 to 110. Shorten the ghost notes too, so they feel like nudges rather than full hits. Also, make sure the bass leaves room for the break. If the drum loop is already busy, the bass should not try to fill every accent. Let the break own some of the syncopation. That's part of what gives jungle its energy. The bass isn't always the busiest thing in the track. Sometimes it's powerful because of the holes around it. This is a good place to test phrase variation too. Duplicate your two-bar clip and create a second version with a slightly different ending. Maybe the first version ends on the root, and the second ends on the fifth or the octave. Or maybe you shift just one repeated note later by a 16th. Tiny differences like that make an 8-bar loop feel much more musical. They stop the track from sounding like a single 2-bar idea pasted forever. Once the core groove works, start thinking about arrangement. For darker DNB and jungle, you can make the bass line feel like it's coming alive over time. Try an intro where the bass is filtered and teased in fragments. Then build into a stripped version of the groove. Then bring in the full drop with one variation in the second half. You might even pull the bass out for one bar before bringing it back in. That empty bar can make the return hit much harder. For transitions, keep automation restrained but effective. Filter cutoff is a great choice. Saturator drive is another. Maybe a tiny delay throw on one mid-bass note at the end of an 8-bar phrase. The point is not to cover the track in effects. The point is to guide the energy. In this style, small automated moves often feel bigger than giant risers, because the groove itself is already doing a lot of the work. Now loop the bass with the drums and listen like a dancer, not just a producer. Ask yourself, does the bass hit too early against the kick or snare? Does it feel laid back in a good way, or just late and sloppy? Do the ghost notes actually contribute? Is the bass leaving room for the break accents? These questions matter more than whether the synth patch is fancy. If the groove feels stiff, move only the reply notes. Don't wreck the anchor. If the low end feels crowded, remove a note before adding more processing. If the bass feels too wide, narrow it. If it feels too polite, try moving one note just behind the snare instead of making the whole phrase more aggressive. That single move can be enough to make the bass line feel more dangerous. A few common mistakes to watch out for: quantizing everything perfectly, making the sub too rhythmic, using too much swing on every layer, letting the bass overlap too much with the snare or break accents, and adding too much saturation too early. Those are the classic traps. The fix is usually to make the phrase clearer, not more complicated. For a darker, heavier sound, a little saturator with soft clip on the bass bus can add density without blowing up your peaks. Drum bus can also work on the mid layer, but keep it subtle. If you want extra edge, you can create a quiet duplicate of the mid bass. High pass it hard, distort it lightly, and keep it tucked underneath as a small texture layer. That can help the bass read on smaller speakers without taking over the mix. If you want to go deeper into jungle workflow, try resampling the bass phrase to audio and chopping it by hand. That classic freeze, flatten, and re-edit approach can give you a really authentic edge. It also lets you create stutters, gaps, and little re-entry tricks that feel very old school. So here's your quick practice challenge. Load a 170 BPM session, bring in a break, write a 2-bar mid-bass phrase with only 4 to 6 notes, make at least 2 notes slightly late, make 1 note very short, add a simple sub-layer, apply light groove pull swing around 15 to 20%, automate the filter over the last 2 bars, check it in mono, and then duplicate it with one different ending note. That's the fastest way to build the muscle for this style. The big takeaway is this: Bassline Swing in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle and Old School DN Beat is not just about a groove preset. It's about phrasing, timing, note length, velocity, and space. Build the groove around the drums, keep the sub stable, let the mid bass carry the rhythm, and use small, intentional shifts to create bounce. If you do that, your bassline won't just loop. It'll breathe, answer, and drive the track forward. All right, let's get into the session and make it move.